Hey everybody, this is Caleb. Thanks for joining us here on the podcast. This is a very special podcast episode. We are not recording in the dump today. We are actually recording in a craft supply closet in Delta Fellowship Baptist Church in Helena, Arkansas. So let's get this rolling. To my left, I have Ms. Carla Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Ms. Carla.
There she is. And to her left is my youngest brother, Seth.
Hey, how's it going? And just out of curiosity, how many very special podcasts have we had? Seems like we've had a lot of very special editions of the podcast.
Well, except for the ones that were entitled Slow Week Illustrated, they've pretty much all been special.
It's because you guys are so special.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
We have very special listeners, too. Hey, and to Seth's left, we have my older brother, Noah.
Hello.
Hey, so let's break this down for everybody listening. Why we're in Helena, if you haven't heard the last episode that came out, we are here participating in something called the All Church Challenge, which is a 2-week mission project that happens here in Helena, Arkansas. We are only here for the first week, but we've been volunteering all week. We've had a ton of fun, and we just wanted to share
really
some
tired
of those.
Too.
We're really tired, and we wanted to share some of that experience with everybody else.
Yeah, we do.
So let's describe a little bit more about what we're doing here in case you haven't heard the last episode. Mama, will you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Well, actually, there are numerous things going on in Helena all at the same time. We've kind of been involved in two different things. Seth and I have been serving in a swim camp in the city park, and it involves the kids ages, I think, maybe 6 to 12?
Yes.
Moving between 5 different stations. I think there's crafts and music and a sports time, which they did soccer. And swimming time and something else I can't think
of. The one
of.
That we do.
Oh, how could I forget that? Bible time, the most important one of all.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a vacation Bible school in a big city park with a swimming pool. And kids come from the neighborhoods around. It's kind of a unusual neighborhood. It's like a big bowl with levees all around it, right down on the Mississippi River. And they come and enjoy the week with us, and we have a great time with them. But Caleb, I know that you and Noah have been doing something different, so why don't y'all tell them about that?
Yeah, so me and Noah have been helping in something called Camp Go, which is a very special program for the basically junior high students, 13 through 15-year-olds. So Noah, tell us a little bit about what you did.
Okay, well, I was the group leader for the students in Camp Go, the teenagers, and I basically just made sure they got from one station to the next on time.
Yep. So Noah was a group leader. He led them around. One of the stations he led them to was my Bible rotation. So I was really excited about getting to teach a Bible class for the students here in Helena. Yeah, I get to do that all the time at our church, but it was definitely a different experience getting to do it here in Helena. I mean, you do it at home with your own students so often that it's like, you know, they know you, you know them. It's really easy. Everybody's relaxed. But then you get into some other culture where people don't know you. And in fact, it's a different culture altogether. It definitely has a lot more dynamics. So I was really excited about just getting to try something new. I think it went pretty well.
Everything I heard was it went well. Yes.
Yeah.
And you had your first graduates this year.
Yeah, we had our Camp Go graduates. Camp Go really is designed to help graduate leaders that will be able to help in the swim camp and around Helena in the next, next time, basically. And so we graduated, what did we got, like 7 or 8 of them?
10.
10 of them?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess that figures, yeah. So that's really exciting. We now have like 10, teenagers, 16-year-olds or thereabouts, who we have commissioned to be able to help in the camp and help put on the stuff for the kids. So that's really exciting.
But not only in the camp. I mean, they've also kind of been trained to work with the construction crew.
Yep.
And to do all kinds of different things. They kind of get to choose when they come back next year what area they feel led to work in.
Yeah, and some of them are local kids, and some of them are those coming in from other states to help. So it's a combination of the two, which is really great. They got to go help paint a ramp at the preschool. They coated it with wood treatment, so that's like a good community project, a good example of something that they've done. They got to help with the kids in the camp this week, and we got to be there and watch them and help them. And I think my Bible class went really well, pretty well. It's one of these situations where I actually had 3 days of material planned, and then today was the fourth and final day, and I really didn't have anything planned until Kristen, our camp director, came to me and was like, "All right, you're ready to do Bible today, right?" And I was like, not exactly. So I kind of threw the lesson together, but I think it went pretty well. It could have been a little bit better, maybe.
He says he threw it together. I mean, he actually pre-recorded him reading all the scripture passages beforehand. Well, so it wasn't exactly thrown together.
A good Bible teacher is always prepared to give an answer.
If I remember correctly, you prepared way more material last week than what you knew you could use this week. So that
I
was a good thing.
I actually used it all, though.
And you used it all. That's a great thing.
No, so. I mean, yeah, it all turned out just about right. I ended up using everything that I had planned to use, and I didn't exactly get to teach it in the way I wanted to, because today we were going to, normally we teach over in our little camp area where we would, you know, have our normal rotations. But then for whatever reason today, mine got shifted to the pool area, and it's just loud and it was a lot of distractions. But I think we got through it okay. It was all right. So.
Well, some of the other areas, we've talked about the two areas that we served in, but there were other things going on in Helena as well.
Yep.
There was several crews, actually, that went out into the community and worked on repairing homes of people that weren't able to do it themselves. I know that at least one team built a wheelchair ramp for someone that needed to be able to access their home and didn't have the funds or the ability to build it. And I don't know. I heard several other stories, too. Maybe they painted. I think they painted a home that was in very much in need of paint.
Yeah, a lot of those around here.
Yeah. And also there was a crew that worked in the kitchen feeding everyone, and that is a huge accomplishment.
That's quite an accomplishment.
And I give them big hand because they did pretty good this week. We had hamburgers one day. We had chicken nuggets.
And even the sandwich we had wasn't just like one slice of bologna. It was actually like a couple of slices of some sort of deli meat.
And on top of that, we had something fresh every day. We either had like applesauce or carrots or vegetables or something like that. So I think they did a good job this
year. Did y'all have your pizza today?
Yeah, so Camp Go got to have a little pizza party in the afternoon.
Where was the pizza from this time?
It was from Domino's. The funny part was just that it wasn't cut up very well, and we're trying to tear it by hand, and it just was not working well. And so it took a little practicing to get the technique right. But
they learned another skill.
Well, I actually got to learn the skill because I was the one that was tearing the pizza up. But
did everyone have more than one piece, or is it just one piece?
Most people got two pieces, two slices, so...
I think there was also a group of people that did what they called the Blessings Ministry, and I just didn't find out anything about this except that I noticed when I walked by the director's desk, there was big piles of cookies laying on it. And I heard somewhere something about somebody making cookies to take to nursing homes or something like that. So
something about that.
There was some other things going on that we just weren't involved in.
Also, someone was making banana pudding in the church.
Oh, well, that was... So one of the local high schoolers is named Jalen, and he had a birthday this week. And so they made him some banana pudding for his birthday.
So that's what it was.
So that's what that
was. Speaking of food, how many nights did we have fried chicken this week?
Every night?
Let's see, Sunday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
So only three, I guess.
We had a lot of fried chicken.
We had chicken nuggets for lunch on today, Thursday. So
tell me, speaking of those chicken nuggets, did you see the sauce that was with them?
That sauce wasn't
ketchup.
No. I thought it was ketchup at first.
I think maybe it was Arby's sauce. I mean, that's kind of what it tasted
like. You know?
I liked it.
It does kind of taste like the Arby's sauce.
I don't know what it was, but it wasn't ketchup. I thought it was ketchup, but it wasn't. It was kind of spicy almost.
Was.
Okay, since we're talking about food, since we jumped there, what was your favorite thing that you ate this week, you know, that was prepared by the local people. They were wonderful for feeding us, and we really give them a hand for that, too, feeding us at night.
My favorite thing I put in my mouth this week was those super sweet, sugary, cinnamony sweet potatoes.
Yes, the Granny D's sweet potatoes.
I've been missing that for a while. We had that my first year here.
That was the
5 years ago.
Sunday night meal?
No, it was last night.
Last night we had sweet potatoes. I didn't have any the other night.
But they weren't mushy.
They weren't mushy, no.
They were still cut up.
They were cut up.
Yeah.
I had that at Granny D's restaurant, which is to this day probably one of the best food restaurant places I've ever been. It's no longer open now. And then last night I ate some sweet potatoes, and it was the same thing. And I'd been missing that for 5 years.
I really liked the soul food I had this week.
Yes.
I enjoyed every bit
of it. On a note, though, about Granny D's closing down, it's her daughter, right?
I think so.
Her daughter, Rosie, has opened up a restaurant here in Helena.
Yeah.
So we need to go try that sometime.
We should. The legacy continues to be lived on here. So if you're ever in Helena, go check out, what is it called, Rosie's Cafe?
Rosie's Diner.
Rosie's Diner.
Yeah.
Check that out. It's kind of actually between Helena and West Helena. But
even if we have the relationship messed up on that, which we're not good at these relationships, it's like everybody's an auntie or an uncle.
Even
or
if they're not related.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So we may get confused on the relationships on that. But my favorite, I like the cabbage that they had that had little bits of, I guess, ham or pork chop or something in it last night. That was good. And the okra. I generally don't like boiled okra. It's just too slimy. Did any of y'all try that okra last night?
Uh-uh. I did not.
Oh, it was good. You should have tried a bite of it. I didn't even know there was okra. Well, there wasn't very much left. There was only like 6 pods left when I went through, and I think I got 3 of them. So only one other person got okra besides me by the time we got there. But that was yummy. And the sweet potatoes. And I probably liked the smoked chicken off the grill last night the best.
That was really good. That was really good.
So, like, each of our weeknight meals is catered by a local group, whether it's a family or a church or something. And the first two nights, it was both like fried chicken and soul food, which, I mean, if you're going to the Delta, you might as well go ahead and get the fried chicken and soul food, right?
Well, if you want anything good to eat, that's what you have to eat, because I haven't found anything else in town that's good to eat.
The Mexican restaurant, I'd say we'd give it a thumbs down, generally speaking. Not to say that the salsa wasn't bad, because it was actually really good. But then, so the first two nights we had that, and then last night it was the same thing, but they had the choice between fried chicken or smoked chicken. And of course, after having fried chicken the
barbecued
first two nights,
chicken, it was good.
Yeah, we went for the barbecued smoked chicken, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Noah, what have you enjoyed?
I was going to say the chicken, but y'all already said that, so.
Which, the smoked chicken?
The smoked chicken.
Smoked chicken was good. I enjoyed it.
I also had a piece of cake last night that was so delicious. I don't know what you call it.
The chocolate one?
It was chocolate, but it was also covered with like some kind of cream cheese sauce on top or something like that. I don't know. But it was very rich and delicious. I probably shouldn't have eaten it. But
the cake we had the first night, it was like a, I don't know. It was brown and had icing on it. That's all I know. It was really good. I don't know what it was.
Was it the hummingbird cake?
I think it probably was.
I don't know what all is in that. I just remember saying if you're allergic to coconut,
if you're allergic to this, or this, or this, this.
If you have allergies, stay away from this cake. But I ate it and I was fine, so I enjoyed it.
I sure saw a lot of people eating that cake, so a lot of people must like it. We might have to look up that recipe sometime.
I know they probably should have made a similar announcement last night, because one of the kids that was allergic to pecans ended up eating something with pecans and got sick.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah,
so,
that's not good.
My sound advice for... No, we'll get back to that later.
I'll steal it.
Yeah, okay.
Like I did in the last episode or a few episodes back.
So it's been a fun week so far. We've had a lot of fun. Mama, y'all have been teaching little kiddos, so tell us a little bit.
She has been teaching little kiddos.
Not been teaching a few little kiddos, teaching a lot of little kiddos.
And they're not really too little anymore.
No.
They're pretty big.
I was teaching the older elementary group, which was like ages 9, 10, 11, and 12. And we had a large group of children. It kind of varied from day to day, but I would say
it was about 60 or 70 a day.
Yeah, I'd say on an average 65, something like that. And they were very good every day. I cannot believe how well they listened. We used the Jesus Storybook Bible and had the professional person that read it. I wish I had the guy's name. It's probably
David Suchet.
Isn't he the same guy who read the Wingfeather Saga?
He sounds like it. His voice sounds the same.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think I'll find that out.
Okay.
But these children were entranced by his voice, and they sat just as still as little tiny mice being, you know, trying to hide somewhere. They were just, and they drew and drew and drew in their Bible Doodle, on their Bible Doodle pages.
What's a Bible Doodle?
Bible Doodle is just where you draw. It's what I do during church on Sunday and hope Doug never notices that I'm doing.
Bible Doodle is a Christian cheese-flavored snack.
Bible Doodle. They sell it at Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah, you can get a bag of Bible Doodles.
No, but the kids love the Bible Doodle, and they love their notebooks. They were proud of those notebooks. They kept them all week, put all their pictures in them. And the on the last day today, we had a little bit of extra time in a couple of the groups. And so I said, okay, what did you like about camp? I didn't ever get to leave my station. I had to stay at the Bible station. I never got to go to the pool or soccer or see crafts or anything. So I said, well, tell me, what did you do and what did you like? Almost every one of those kids said, I liked the Bible. And I said, you're just saying that because you're talking to me and you don't want to hurt my feelings. And one little girl raised her hand and she's like really insistent. No, 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 Miss Carla. I like it. Why did you like it? I like the stories. So, you know, I said, I like the stories too. I think a lot of people take the Bible so serious, they forget to just enjoy the literature.
Yeah.
The stories.
That's
in
right.
It.
Yeah.
They get so wrapped up in theology, they just don't relax and let God tell the story.
Yeah.
And that's what we did this week. We just let God tell us a story. So yeah. I had a wonderful time.
And we read
time.
From the beginning, the very, very beginning of the Bible, all the way to the very, very, very end of the Bible.
That's right. We read the first verse
highly
of the Bible.
Highly abridged.
Highly abridged.
Just a little.
We read the first verse of the Bible, and then we read the last verse of the Bible, and we read a few verses in between. But we covered all of them. If those of you who are listening on Facebook, if you go over and take a look at my personal Facebook page, I think is on there. There are two young ladies who read a little story, kind of like a little poem or devotional reading to me today, and I videoed them doing it, and they were very sweet. It's called Already But Not Yet. And it's about how Jesus has already taken care of everything we need to spend eternity with him, but eternity has not come yet. And mm-hmm. we have to wait for it. And they read it and they hugged me and gave me big kisses. And so this is for you to think about when you feel sad about your husband dying. So you go over to my Facebook page, you take a look at those two, reading that, and it'll touch your heart.
You know what? We'll just share it on the podcast page with a little update blurb about what we did in Helena.
Okay. We can definitely do that on the podcast page.
Yeah, we'll do. All right. So before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
You know, after a long day of doing the Lord's will, I like to sit back, relax with my favorite worship songs but without the meaningful lyrics, and of course, munch on my favorite scripture-based snack food, Bible Doodles. Crunchy, salty, and deliciously consecrated, Bible Doodles are made with 100% real cheese and real Bibles, all hand-raised and God-breathed, with none of that deuterocanonical stuff. With 66 flavors like 1st and 2nd Crunchonicles, and limited edition chili lime zestinaya, you can never get enough Bible Doodles. My personal favorite is classic cheese fusions, but for those who like a kick, you can spice things up with fire and brimstone Bible Doodles, or chill down with Rob Bell's signature cool ranch. So no matter how you like them, grab a bag of Bible Doodles and enjoy the gift of tongues.
Last night at our evening worship service that we did with all the other churches that are here, we were asked to share with somebody else something, a cool, what was it, a cool story from this week or...
Something that you've seen sprouted in this week.
Yeah. And
or over your years of coming.
And Aaliyah, who is the assistant director of the local mission, Together for Hope Arkansas, was talking to us, and she said the thing that she liked, or the thing that she saw, was actually your story about the kid who loved the who had the sticky love.
Oh. She knew that story?
She did.
How did she know that story? That must be spread
around.
Must be spread around camp. Should I fill in our listeners to that story?
Yeah, it'd be kind of mean not to tell them.
Well, each day I brought a different actual physical fruit to them, and we talked about the fruits of the Spirit, and I used those as visual illustrations to help the kids. The first day I brought a watermelon, and these were super juicy watermelons, and you cut them, you know, and juice goes everywhere, and it splashes, and it drips, and it runs. And so we were illustrating it. Seth and I were just being silly, and we were trying to feed each other watermelon, and we were making each other super sticky.
Really sticky.
And then I told the kids, I said, this is like God's love. He splashes and drips on us. He floods us. And we can't, once we get it all over us, we can't help but spread his love to other people. And we get sticky all over them too. Well, there was one little boy in our group who couldn't eat the watermelon for whatever reason. I don't know if he didn't like it or if he was allergic or what. But all the other kids had taken watermelon and they were sticky all over. And they were headed to the pool to go and shower. And I yelled after them something about, you go and get everybody else that you see sticky with God's love. And that little boy just slammed on the brakes and he turned around and he ran back to me. He looked up at me and he said, I can't eat the watermelon, but I sure want some of that God sticky love. And then he stretched his arms out and he hugged all over me until he was sticky with all of that watermelon. And I loved it. I hugged all over him and kissed him and made him all sticky too. And he ran off to his friends to go show some of that sticky God love to the people around him.
Yep.
And apparently that story must have spread around the camp because I've had numerous people come up to me and say, hey, I heard about the little sticky love boy. And I think that's so neat. That is something. I hope that that seed is planted in his heart and he never, ever forgets how much God loves him with that sticky love. So that's one of my stories from the week.
I think one of my favorite things, and this is kind of a little bit odd, but one of my favorite things about serving with Camp Go this week was that we actually had three different boys who each have what I'm going to suppose is probably varying degrees of autism.
Yeah. I've seen numerous kids that I've wondered about.
They're all different, but they all have certain special needs. And I just really enjoyed watching how those three guys, who, to my understanding, didn't seem to know each other at the beginning of the week, became best friends over the week. And just watching these kids who were just total, I mean, yes, they live in a community that's totally outcasted, impoverished, and these kids within that community, which are outcasted, and being able to just be friends and just enjoy the week. And
so saying they're like double outcasts.
Yeah, they really are. They've got two things against them, and yet they still were able to have just a ton of fun. One of them is really peculiar in that he won't eat almost anything you give him, but he loves potato chips. And he wouldn't even take the lunches we were giving him because he would bring his own bags of potato chips and eat them.
Wow.
And so today, we were having pizza. And so I had packed my lunch just in case, right? And we asked him, you know, hey, do you want some pizza? And he says, nah, I don't like pizza, because he's so picky. And I just happened to go, well, you know, I actually packed a lunch for me. Would you eat my potato chips? And I gave him my bag of potato chips, and he just loved that I gave him some potato chips.
He'll probably never forget that you gave and he, him potato
I
chips.
I think he ate some of them, but then he also just carried them around the rest of the day. Like, it was his little prize. And so I just enjoyed watching those guys. And there's just a few other, several other students who just really, they just made me laugh, made me smile all the time. So I just enjoy that.
One of the things I like too about our Bible camp is we did try to insert, we were trying to insert some literacy training into the Bible time and had the kids read either some Bible verses and devotional type things and stand up and read them to the rest of the group. And that's a big challenge for kids, some of them that are really shy, for that reason they're scared, and some of them because they don't read very well. They're not up to their reading level, so it's embarrassing. But I really liked it in the, I believe it was the next to the last group that we had this afternoon, there was a little boy that volunteered to read, and I don't believe he had volunteered to do it before.
I don't remember.
I can't remember for sure either, but he stood up and he read, and he was struggling to get through the words, but he was amazing in his tone of voice and the emphasis that he put on the words. And I told him when he got done, I said, you could be a movie star or on the radio or the TV. You're really good in using your voice to communicate. And I loved watching his face light up like a light bulb had come on that I thought he was good. I think he thought that everybody thought he was bad because he wasn't reading, you know, just zipping through the words. But I thought he did a good job. I thought that was interesting.
So, yeah, we've had a ton of fun serving, but we also got to do some other fun stuff.
Yeah.
We've got to hang out at church, play a lot of board games. Noah, what's the board game situation? How many games have you played?
I have no idea.
How many have you won?
Not that many.
Not that many?
No.
Oh. Seth has been playing ping pong pretty much the whole week.
I have been playing ping pong all week.
With playing ping pong against Jill, what's the current standings?
Current standings are Seth 6, Jill 5.
Ooh, she's getting closer.
She's making a comeback.
Won two games late last night, and I was in zombie mode.
Yeah.
And even Jacob said this. My serves kept getting slower and slower the further into the evening we got.
Is there any foreseeable end to this?
Well, it'll have to end for this year, but it may continue on next year.
Do you have like a set goal, like best of 21 or?
No.
I actually would have to be like best of 13 at this point, but.
No.
I mean, that would be a lot of fun. So, yep, lots of ping pong going
lots
on around
ping pong.
Here.
I've been teaching ping pong, too.
Yeah, and I think the some of the others here staying with us are getting better.
They are, definitely. I've taught
You're
them
You're going to
well.
Have some competition in future years, I think.
I just want to clarify that we're not staying at a resort or anything.
No, that's why we're recording in the craft supply closet.
It's been interesting living with all these people in this small space this week. But
should,
as far as I know,
should we tell them about what happened when we showed up?
I don't know. I don't remember what happened. That was a few days ago. I've forgotten what happened when we showed up.
About the rooms?
Oh, we had to. Oh, when we showed up, the one room we couldn't use.
Yes.
Yeah, we had planned out exactly where we were going to sleep, and then we showed up, and one of the rooms was closed down.
The biggest room that we were planning on putting the most people in.
So we had to reshuffle everybody, and we got roommates that were not necessarily planning on rooming together. But I can say, I think everybody's been really happy this week. I haven't seen anybody fussing about the arrangements, and as far as I know, everybody slept pretty good. And
there's some of us that would like to sleep a little better, but I think everybody's been a good sport about it.
Honest, man, I need to put some air in my air mattress.
Yeah, I think we're all getting a little low. Like we need
Noah's
to re-air,
on the floor. So. He's sleeping on the floor. Now.
Well, maybe that's what we should go do is go re-air up our mattresses.
You know, I was thinking someone really needs to invent an air mattress with some kind of noise cancellation device built into it.
So
all that air that's squeaking around every time you move, it like muffled that.
The other night when I was sleeping in here, this is actually my bedroom. I'm sleeping in the supply closet. My bed apparently had scooted somewhat during the night, and I guess it scooted up underneath one of the shelves where all the supplies are stored. And every time I would move, my whole bed would go.
Yeah. So if you've ever been on a trip like this, you know there's a lot of fun things that come along with sleeping in a church or some other non-sleeping area. But you know what? It's part of the adventure, part of the experience of coming to Helena. So I think we've had a lot of fun, and I think it's been a good trip. Tomorrow we're going to pack it up and head on home. We're ready to get home and see our doggies and our chickens.
Yes, very much so.
Not so looking forward to getting home and having to work, but hey, you know.
Nor am I looking forward to the packing up in the morning. But, yeah.
on the other hand, you may get to find some Legos.
Oh, yes, that's true.
We saw an ad that said there was a yard sale with some Legos. So,
but I'm not going to tell you where that's at because I want to get there first.
Yeah, don't.
Even though this will come out after the yard sale.
Don't go searching Craigslist for Legos at yard sales because Seth wants to buy them, not you. All right, so let's wrap it up with sound advice. If anybody, this is like optional sound advice because I know we're all sleepy and we're all tired. Anybody
Caleb,
have?
You had sound advice.
What was it? Oh, the thing about the pecans. Yeah, if you're going to eat food that might have pecans in it, just make sure first, because if you're allergic, you don't want to get sick.
And you know what you can do if you have that problem?
I don't know. What can you do?
Put some ice on that.
Oh, okay. So I got to tell that story real fast. So there's a song by B-Leaf. It's a hip-hop song called No Chill, and I've been playing it insistently almost every day for a couple of the others that are here, the younger students that are young enough that I can pick on, you know? That's kind of the nice thing about being an adult is you get to pick on people who are younger than you. And so it's a running joke now that anytime there's a problem, the answer is just put some ice on that. But yeah, good stuff. Noah, that's Noah's sound advice.
Yes, it is.
Noah's sound advice is if you have a problem, put some ice on that.
Well, actually, it might be more along the lines of just play this song and annoy people with it. But, you know, there's that, too.
That's true, too. Yep. Annoy people who are younger than you. That's Noah's sound advice. Mama, what about you?
Well, my sound advice is if you're going to live in a church for a week with 30 other people, you should definitely bring a marker to label your food and drinks and underwear and socks things like that, because they tend to get mixed up and confused with everybody else's stuff.
True that. Yep.
Yep. I'm still looking for my socks.
And
I think somebody's wearing them somewhere.
And to get up early and or go to bed late to get the shower and the bathroom and all that.
I thought your sound advice would be something about keeping an eye on your watch.
Yeah, on your watch.
Yes, watch your watch
without incriminating anybody. Could you maybe tell a little bit of that story?
Yes. So, I guess it's probably more just my own
lack of discipline in watching your watch.
Well, no, I was just gonna say whenever I play ping pong, I always take my watch off. I don't know why. It's probably just me speculating or being superstitious, but I always take my watch off when I play ping pong. So I set it down on the floor, and I went to bed, and I guess I forgot to get it because it wasn't with my pile of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night to check what time it was, and my watch wasn't there. So I went, okay, I probably just left it in the floor and by the ping pong table, and I got up, and I went and looked for it, and didn't find it. I looked around for like 45 minutes and still couldn't find it. And then one of the boys.
Young men? Yeah. I wouldn't call him that.
Yeah, he probably not. He's what, about 10, 11?
Yeah, like 11.
Something like that.
Comes walking by and he's wearing my watch.
Which makes me want to go now and look for my socks.
Yes. And anything else that's happened. And it also happens to be the same little boy who put a balloon in the toilet. But
that's a different story.
Yeah, just like sleeping in a room with an air mattress, staying in a building with a boy who's, a bit of a troublemaker like that. It's part of the adventure. It's part of the experience of being in hell.
He didn't mean any harm by it.
No, he didn't. It's just one of those things. Look, we all go through the blowing in the toilet stage. We all do.
Most people just go through it faster than the rest. They get the thought before the time they get the balloon aired up, it's past.
It's like, wow, this stage went by quick. Yeah. All right, so I think we have...
Wait, I never said sound advice.
Oh, I thought that was your sound advice.
No, my sound advice is, hey, you need to come with us to Helena next year.
Boom. Definitely.
Bam,
yeah,
puts
that's
my
some
song.
Good advice.
Yeah, yeah, Midtown's, our group is growing, and I'm glad to see that. So we have a spot ready for you, the listener, to come join us, assuming you live... is anywhere nearby. If you don't live anywhere nearby, it's going to be awful hard for you to
but
come.
But you should do it anyway.
There are some people that drive like 14, 15, 16 hours just to come to this. So there's no, you really have no excuse, okay? No excuse. You should be here for the All Church Challenge in West Helena, or Helena, West Helena, Arkansas. So ready to sign off?
Yes.
I think all we're
right.
ready.
Let's see. If you're from Helena, how would you say goodbye? You'd be like, hey man, see you later, bro.
Yeah. Something like
something
that.
Something like that. I mean, if you're like a teenage boy, which is the ones I've been working with, that's what you'd probably say.
My kids just go, bye, Miss Carla.
Yeah. So that's your sign off.
That's mine.
Seth?
I have no idea.
I mean, I have a feeling I know what Noah's is going to be.
Put some ice on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, one last little thing. Who is the name of the lady who was doing all the announcements at the big party? Who was up, who had the mic?
Oh, Tara?
Tara, yeah.
The tall lady?
Yeah, very
he's only,
tall.
He's only like 15.
Yeah.
But she's as tall as an adult.
She walked up to me and said, hey, Caleb, brother, you signed my shirt.
So for the once the tables have been turned.
I know.
I'm not Seth's brother, you're
but
my brother.
That's what I signed. I said Seth. I signed it Seth, and then I put in parentheses, Caleb's bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Seth, now's probably a good time to tell you, every time a kid asked me to sign their T-shirt, I just put an apostrophe S after Seth and wrote brother underneath it.
Cool. He didn't sign his name, he just signed Seth's brother.
Awesome.
That's all right, good. Everybody. Noah, do you want to sign off?
Later.
Later, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week hopefully from the dump, and we'll get you some more good old Hardwick Sound adventures. So until then, stay safe
and don't be stupid.
And try a Kool-Aid pickle. Oh, man, that's a story for another podcast. Thank you for listening, everybody. Talk to you later.
Ice on that, that look like the her. Put some ice on that, what you never heard. Put some ice on that, that look like the her. Put some ice on that. I've been in my feelings now.